This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. In several Columbia churches, people are getting together to knit and crochet. They are making prayer shawls. This is nothing new, but it's a sweet tradition to explore. Faith and Values reporter Bridget Bowden spent some time with the ladies of some of these prayer shawl ministries.
When you walk into Kathy Jackson's office at First Presbyterian Church, the first things you see are a huge basket of yarn and shawls draping every wall. She's the associate pastor at the church and helps with the prayer shawl ministry. She says her church makes prayer shawls to give to people in need.
Well, prayer shawls are a tangible way of showing people and helping people be reminded on a daily basis that there are people that they know, and sometimes people that they don't know, who pray for them daily.
Jackson's church started a shawl ministry in 2005. They've given more than 50 shawls away since then. Jackson says every shawl is different.
They can be knitted, they can be crocheted, they can be woven. And so they take on a little bit of the personality of the person who makes them. They come in all different kinds of colors and shapes and textures, but that generally they're large enough to be wrapped around someone.
At Olivet Christian Church, a group meets weekly to make prayer shawls. Glenda Moore and Amy Cook are part of that group.
We like to talk. It's a good cause social gathering.
Luanna Shively heads up the group. She works on shawls every day.
Constantly. I do. I'm crippled, and it's such a relief to be able to do it. I am so thankful to have this.
She even sent one to the First Lady.
I sent a shawl to Michelle Obama when they were elected to office, and before I did it, I called our minister, and he said, I think that's a great idea. And I said, well, I don't know if she'll ever get it or not. Well, about 2 weeks after that, on a Sunday, I got a telephone call from her. Half the people in church think I'm a big liar. They couldn't believe that Michelle had called to say thank you for the shawl.
Karen Prinz is a recipient of one of Luanna's shawls. It was given to her as a gift when she was new to the church.
I was very touched by that, and it turns out that I have cancer, and I was very chilled. So during the service, I was able to wrap it around myself. And then Luanna was very touched by that she was able to see it in action.
Shively says giving the shawls away is her favorite part about the ministry group.
You can only use so much of this at home for yourself, and giving to others is what life's all about.
Bridget Bowden, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.